Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today is a Super Sunday.
Yes, it is. And we're going to have a Do Not Fear scripture for today. It's from Jeremiah 46:27. Jeremiah 46:27 says, "Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel. I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid."
That's the problem.
There is hope at the end of
Amen,
that
Amen, honey. Great scripture. Today's call, we're going to discuss seven things you don't want the enemy to know. Here. First, when you're disappointed, here's the great news. Regardless of the intensity of the enemy's attack, you will never be put to shame or disappointed. We realize that's a bold statement. But considering the following verse in Psalm 25:3, Classic Amplified. Yes, let none who trust and wait hopefully and look for you be put to shame or disappointed. Let them be ashamed who forsake the right and deal treacherously without a cause. Psalm 25:20, Classic Amplified, says the exact same thing. God is going to make sure that we're not disappointed. Not only that, he will reward you for what you've been through. Psalm 23:18, you'll be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed.
Sometimes we have to tie a knot at the end of that rope and hang on.
Yes, we do.
Number two, when you're afraid. We don't want to let the enemy, the devil, or his demon horde see you when we're afraid. In fact, in 26 times in the New King James Version of the Bible, it says the exact words of "do not be afraid." But there are so many, many, many more, as we already know. 44 verses in the Message Bible say, "Don't be afraid." 66 in the New Living. And the same exact directive over and over. One reason we don't have to be afraid is because we're not the one who's going to fight that battle. And it's alone. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20:15 says, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." We don't have to be afraid of what we see. We don't have to be afraid of what we've heard. In 2 Kings 19:6, it says, "Do not be afraid of the words which thou hast heard." And in Mark 5:36, it says, "Be not afraid, only believe."
Sometimes we're
going to have to dig deep.
Amen.
But
number three, when you don't know what to do, or you're not sure what to do next, because God not only knows what to do, he will tell you what to do. Proverbs 3:5-6, Message Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who'll keep you on the track. If you're in the midst of a storm or a financial firefight, you don't need to know what to do next. Don't try to figure it out on your own. If you're trying to figure things out, to solve your problems by yourself, then you don't need God. As the verse says, you must listen for God's voice in everything you do.
Amen. Number four, when you spent every cent you've got. Oh, wow. Okay. God reminded us of this biblical solution for our mistakes for bad judgment, and we can make them. James 5:16 says, "Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed, the fault removed." When we fall into the devil's trap of purchasing things and then we regret it, we become the possessors of what Jesus used to call, or well, he had called them back in the day, sycamine trees. In Luke 17:6, we ran across this one time. It was amazing. Luke 17:6, scripture says, "And the Lord said, if you If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. And you might even say, well, you know, Sister Bev, what makes you think that regrettable purchases would be like a sycamine tree? But it becomes clear when you see the definition of what a sycamine is in the Greek. It's from the word G4807, and it means an imitation mulberry tree. It really looks like it produces fruit, but this tree does not produce any. And when you've mistakenly spent your hard-earned money for products or services that turned out to be an imitation of what God's best was for you, my friend, you've been sold a sycamine tree.
Number five, when the doctor gives you a bad report. Have you ever known someone who speaks with absolute authority, but does so without any of the basis of all the facts? When the doctor gives you a bad report, he/she can only tell you the facts they perceive based on their experiences and training. In essence, they're spreading a bad report without knowing the truth. Such proclamations can undermine the confidence of those who should know better. And yes, such appointments will cause you to worry if you don't have a firm grasp of the truth found in God's Word. You can have facts without having the truth. For instance, the 10 spies came back to Moses with a bad report. They brought back the facts as they perceived them. They brought an evil report, and they made the others sweat about what lay ahead of them. Numbers 13:32, New Century Version. All of these men gave the Israelites a bad report about the land they explored, saying, the land we explored is too large to conquer. All the people we saw are very tall. Numbers 14:36, New Century Version. The men Moses had sent to explore the land had returned and spread complaints among all the people. They'd given a bad report about the land. The 10 spies who brought back the bad report suffered with the consequences of believing facts over the truth if it doesn't line up with God's word. Numbers 14:37, New Living Translation. These men were responsible for spreading the bad report about the land, were struck down and died of the plague before the Lord. The doctor, well, he may give you a bad report. He may give you the facts that he knows. But don't sweat it, because you got the truth of the Word of God.
Mm-mm. Number six, when someone you love is doing something or has done something, what do you
stupid.
Want? That's what my husband would call it. Despite our best efforts as parents, our children can do things that are unwise. Some people call it stupid things. Here's what we need to know. First, God is always on the throne.
Yes.
Second, Jesus came to deliver us, our family, and from the devil's hold. It's
Hallelujah.
Already been done. It says it in Hebrews 2:14. Third, God doesn't want anyone in our family to spend an eternity in hell. And we can find that in 2 Peter 3:9. We like the Classic Amplified, by the way. Fourth, God not only forgives our sins, foolishness, and stupidity, but he forgets them as well.
Thank you, Lord. We went into that recently.
Fifth, God will give you hope for your children as they move into a relationship with him. And that can be found in Psalm 112, verses 1 through 3. 112, 1 through 3. And sixth, your kids who once frustrated you will now receive a generational blessing because the enemy never saw you sweat over their future. You knew that God would be in control.
Hallelujah.
And there's great scripture in, I like the Passion Translation, in Galatians 4:7.
Yeah, you just read that to me.
Yep. Number seven.
I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about what you read to me.
Galatians 4:7, that's right.
Number 7, when you're advancing behind enemy lines. As I wrote that line, I began to think of the Integrity Music Chorus that says, I went into the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from me. Hallelujah. I love that. Here are 7 indisputable reasons why you can take back what the enemy's stolen from you. First, you're not alone. Deuteronomy 20:1. Second, you're not going to fight this battle because 2 Chronicles 20:15.
Yep, we just did this one.
Says, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. The battle is yours,
it's not yours.
Battle is not yours, but God's.
Sometimes we can look at the great multitude and be afraid. That's it. God makes us a majority.
It does. Third, there's only one thing you have to do. We read this too, and I love it. Mark 5:36. Be not afraid, only believe. Fourth, if you're going to face the enemies, call in reinforcements. Psalm 118:5-6. 118:5-6. Fifth, anyone who opposes you opposes God. Exodus 23:22.
We read that yesterday.
Yeah. But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice, I'll be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. 6, you will come out of the battle unharmed. Psalm 118:6, Message Bible. Who would dare lay a hand on you? And 7, you got protection stronger than Superman's cape, Spider-Man's web, because Hebrews 13:5-6, Classic Amplified says, so we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me?
Mm-mm. We need to never allow the enemy to know that he's hit us in a weak or vulnerable spot. We go, you know what? We're calling in and calling on the heavy artillery.
That's it.
The word of God, the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah, because that is the way against all odds that we can win over any situation. We need to not let the enemy know what we're thinking or feeling, but talk things over with the Lord. Remember, God is a righteous judge. Jesus is ever making intercession at his right hand, and the accuser of the brethren, we're going to give him the testimony he doesn't want, which is God wins, you lose.
See, when you know the truth,
that's right,
you just need to act on it. Hallelujah. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV. You can do it at haroldherring.com. You can do it at YouTube for looking up Rich Thoughts TV online. You can look at it at Savior, S-A-V-I-O-R, connect.com. Hallelujah. And Facebook.
That's it.
Check us out. Be there. 6 p.m. You'll be blessed.
Amen, you will.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.